Joburg, Lagos, Nairobi, Harare, London, Kinshasa, Accra, Cape Town. All over your city, it's Vision View Sports Radio.
Zanele, welcome back to Vision View Sports Radio.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Oh, it's afternoon already. Yeah.
It's confusing, isn't it? it looks like a total domination by our ladies, especially the senior side. What have you picked up, Zanele? What are some of the takeaways from this tournament so far for you?
Yeah, it is total domination by the Spa Proteas. I think, you know, we didn't know what to expect because if you're looking at the team, it's quite a new faces, new caps, because of the fact that our international usual suspects are not here. And because they also didn't have so much time to get together as a team, to get to know each other. So they're basically learning each other during this competition. But I think Coach Dewey Bonhoeff can really take away some massive positives, that there's depth in our country, which is something that is very important as you're planning and heading towards the Commonwealth Games next year and World Cup 2023.
Yeah.
And I mean, if you also look at the President's 12 team that has also, which is also made up of senior players also lifting their hands and saying, you know what, I'm also in contention, you know? And I think the baby Spa Proteas as well. I mean, they're missing the World Cup this year. It's been cancelled. It was due to take place in December. So those players now, their next goal would be to try out for the senior national team.
Yeah, yeah. And there's continuity there, which is what we want. Maybe I should ask you by perhaps talking to us about the Namibian side and the Cranes of Uganda. What did they bring here that you feel that we were tested at and we needed that?
Listen, the She Cranes, I mean, we know they're ranked seventh in the world, and I wasn't quite sure, because they also have international players that are missing that haven't come with them. Quite strong players, especially in that shooting circle. But I think they've been, consistent enough, in my opinion. Their first encounter against the Spa Proteas, they sort of struggled in the second half, but then they came back in the second match and really closed that gap. So tonight, when they're playing against the Spa Proteas, it's going to be interesting to see what they actually put out in court, because it's their last match, you know, and I think they would want to go out with a bang. And then on the side of the Dead Marine, there's a jewel. It really has been an eye-opener, I think, for them. And having chatted to them last night, they said they really feel they were not expecting to experience what they did. But it's actually good, because it speaks to growth and it speaks to opportunity.
Yeah.
And now they are measuring themselves against the top 10 teams, you know, in the world. And I mean, they're coached by I rate her highly, Coach Julie Mayer. She's safe in South Africa. She knows our system. She knows how netball is run here in South Africa. So I think she's really like imparted quite a lot of knowledge on to her players. And with time and staying with that team and maybe changing it up here and there, I think they have the talent, and they're quite special. They can be a team to look out for in the future.
Absolutely. Like I said, everyone came here, I think, looking for different things, and it sounds like everyone is happy with what they have achieved so far. In trying to deal with complacency, while you also want to have a culture of a healthy competition within the squad, how do you approach tomorrow's game, and how do you now decide who you're going to blood in for the Commonwealth Games and, of course, the World Cup? Is that a nice headache for the coaching staff to have?
It's a very nice headache to have. I mean, I'm a coach myself, and I would rather have a competitive squad, you know, where nobody's place is guaranteed, because then it keeps the competition amongst the squad and amongst the team quite healthy. You know, everybody wants to be there. So they then start challenging each other, and then they set the bar quite hard, you know, instead of knowing that there's only 12 players or 7 players that always start in the games, and the coach won't make any substitutions. It sort of it does introduce that complacency you're talking about, and it also discourages the rest of the players that feel that they maybe deserve to be in the team. So we're in a good space, I think, and I think it was a blessing in disguise that we didn't have our international players to be part of this series. I'm glad that now other players have lifted their hands, and now the coaches have got quite a bigger group to work with and look to.
Yeah. Who of these young ones, even from the Spa Baby Proteas, in your view, raised their hands to say, we're competing for a spot, not only in the Commonwealth Games, but at the World Cup?
There's quite a few of them. I loved Urisilwe Nkenta. I thought she was a revelation in the centre position because we know her to be quite a defensive player, wing defence. And Coach Doc Elshadon, throwing her in the centre court, she was really dominant and was in charge for me and a brilliant link for the Baby Spa Proteas. I was impressed as well with Jamie van Beek. I was impressed with Nicholas Smith. There's quite a few, because that Baby Spa Proteas team is really, really good. You know, I think they were well picked, that team, and it's just sad that they're not going to be able to stay together as a team and ultimately play in the World Cup, which was supposed to take place in December. And then if you look at the Spa Proteas, for me was outstanding, and I thought the first time she wore the green and gold and got a starting opportunity, I was like, I wonder how she's going to absorb the pressure, you know. And she was just sensational in that shooting circle, because we know that the shooting circle is a pressure cooker. If you don't think the gold, your team can't win. Mm. But as a young player and wearing the green and gold for the first time, I thought she really did well. And then Simone Rabi, I've always rated her quite highly, and I said to her, I thought it's about time, you know, because she's always just been knocking on the door, but now she kicked the door open and walked through. You know, and last night she was outstanding, and that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that competition, because we've always had Phumzama Wenu occupying the goalkeeper position, and now we're like, oh my goodness, here's someone else, you know, and she brings something very different from Phumza. So the future looks bright, and it's exciting.
Yeah. How did you assess the tournament overall? I mean, we still don't have fans coming through, but we're able to have yet another netball tournament in the midst of this COVID-19. Yeah. How was everything put together? Are the players now out of the cobwebs? Do they know how to behave, how to react, despite, you know, what you might have seen in Bloemfontein?
Yeah, no, listen, I think the Bloemfontein was a culture shock experience, because it was a bio bubble and you're stuck in this place, you can't go anywhere, you know, and a lot of players struggled with that, you know. They felt quite restricted, and psychologically there was quite a lot of cases that were coaches saying, you know, players not dealing with that environment pretty well. We're also in a bubble here, but I think players just want to play, you know, anything to just be on court. And more than that, to represent your country. So they're coping much better. And also, they're a senior group of players as well, you know. So the approach and the way they're handling this bio bubble is far improved compared to what was happening in Bloemfontein.
Yeah.
And we're just looking for more competition, because the international teams are going ahead. You know, they're playing. They're competing against each other. So we need to see more of our team playing netball.
No doubt. I have to ask you, though, this one question, because we're watching this and we waiting with bated breath that she might be the one to also help us to glory days come the World Cup. The role of the captain, Bongi Msomi, how is she warming up to it, and how have you been observing her leadership? I mean, she's been around for a long time. She understands the game, the players, the culture, the traditions. Yeah. How is she applying herself out as a captain?
No, she's unmatched. No, she's unmatched. She's in a league of her own. I'm just talking about it, I'm getting goosebumps, you know, because I've played with Wong. Yeah, I've seen her. She got into the team when I was there. And I've watched her grow in heaps and taking these giant leaps forward and leadership-wise. And, you know, with age, you begin to think, is she going to make it? Yes, in this tournament, the maturity, the clinical play, and to be able to up your game as an individual, but also carry the rest of your teammates on your shoulders. You know, it takes a special leader and a special player to be able to do that. And Rumonge has done that, like, phenomenally. It's like, wow, okay, now this is a matured Rumonge that we are seeing, you know?
Yeah.
And she's been so supportive of the youngsters around her, because remember, she's got quite a group around her that's quite young, new faces. So she also has to adapt to their newness, you know. And I think she's brilliant. I'm very proud, and I'm happy to see that she's playing arguably probably her best netball.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Good to hear, Zanella, as always. No, thank you so much.
Radio with a vision. Vision View Sports Radio.